welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. I just barely got here in time for tonight. I just had to send my driver off to park the limo. I think you heard him leave. Anyhow, I got to get a muffler for that car. I keep getting tickets, and the guy just drives the heck out of it, you know. I always keep my limo drivers loaded. You know, they have to. I just keep the drinking limit in California is 0.08, so we keep them about 0.02. It's enough so they can wet their whistle at the end of the day, and they do drive wild after a while. So tonight we're going to have questions and answers, and we're going to give away a T-shirt at the fourth caller, if we have any. I don't even know if we got any listeners anymore. It's been so quiet around here. Anyhow, I'm going to have my sidekick, Don, on. Are you there, Don? Are you there somewhere?
Of course I'm here.
Yeah, turn your volume up. Turn your hearing aid up.
I'm here.
Yeah. So I have been working on the shows, the weekly shows on levitation. And Tuesday night's show was a three-part series of how levitation works. We used to do that a lot with systems three, with the three seven irradiators that we make, but we can also do it with a single irradiator or a quad system. And then we had a lady who had an accident over in Hawaii, which I mentioned on my last show. She broke her arm and leg by levitating and falling out of the pattern. Then we quit doing that, but I feel it's time to start doing that again. You ever been levitated?
No, I think maybe in high school they did that, you know, four people.
Yeah.
Stick two fingers under you, but...
Yeah, that's the way you start. That's a good discipline to start it. We used to do that over at... We started doing that over at TM of America.
Right.
When I was working with Maharishi Mahesh Yoga and Tom Headley back in the 70s, when the headquarters was over in Montecito, California, before they really got the university going down in Fairfield, Iowa, which is where they all are today. So, I'm glad that it's sun is shining down here in Southern California again. And it's a pretty night tonight. I guess you're getting enough rain up there, right?
Yeah. You know, there might be, you know, I just thought of something.
What?
There might be some bad planning on our part.
Bad planning?
Yeah.
How's that?
Well, we're giving away a T-shirt, right?
Yeah.
To the fourth caller.
Yeah.
Maybe no one wants to be the first caller.
Well, then.
And what happens if we never have a first caller? Because everybody's waiting to be the fourth.
Huh?
Because everybody's waiting to be the fourth caller.
Oh, I see.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
What do we do?
What we can do is we can ask. How about giving the T-shirt away for the dumbest question asked in the evening? How's that?
You know, now that...
That wouldn't work either?
I don't know. I guess you'd almost have to say is I'm going to give a T-shirt to whoever I bloody well feel like.
Okay,
so
give
me a call, and we'll see if I'm going to give the T-shirt to you.
How might
work.
How about the person that calls in with a question that I can't answer? Now, that would be a good one, wouldn't it? I'll take any question. I don't care what it is.
Any question?
About anything. I don't
about anything, know, I if they can't anything. Answer it.
I like a broad field.
Just
you know?
Okay.
But a lot of people are afraid to ask Dr. Fred questions. They get afraid of the telephone. It gets heavy. They look at it. They start looking at it, and it looks inviting, you know what I mean? They probably read the website this week.
Kind of like a piece of gym equipment. You buy it, it sits
yeah,
there definitely. In your living room, and you look at it for about a year.
Yeah.
Until you realize, you know, I've never used it. I hate this thing.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what I like is a listener that calls in that's going to make a difference out there. And in order to make a difference, you've got to try your energy out by calling Dr. Fred on the show.
Well, what question would you like to be asked?
I don't really have a particular question. If I was up there with you, I'd ask when the rain's going to stop. But down here, I think we're all done.
Boy, I hope we are.
The rest of the questions are, you know, those answers really wouldn't matter as far as I'm concerned because I just take each day as it comes anyway. I gave up a long time ago trying to do anything, you know, exotic or plan anything. I always get up in the morning and I always say I'm God's biggest joke. I'm the entertainment facility for God and the higher power. So I have my ideas based on the previous day, what I'm supposed to do the following day, you know. But that's usually only about 5% or 10% of the day if I'm successful.
Yeah. I think that's a caller.
The potential just manifests itself usually with the first phone call or...
We may have a caller.
...our office or whatever goes on. I'm sure you don't have those kind of days.
Want to get on the air?
I'll put you on the air. Well, we do have our next victim. We're going to put him on the air right now.
Okay.
Ooh.
A little feedback there.
There we go. Hold on. Let me wipe that out.
Oh, we forget our equipment running. That's nice.
Yeah, we do. Okay. So that way I can break in, too. Caller?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Okay. Talk some more.
I can hear him. A caller.
Caller?
Can you hear me now?
We can hear. Yeah, we can hear you.
What's your name?
We can hear you.
Okay, I'll go ahead and ask the question. It's on chakras, and the direction the chakras spin, I know you were saying that each one spins in an opposite direction, and I was also wanting to know about the chakras, if they're facing forward, then you also have the same chakras facing towards the rear of your body. And then the minor chakras, maybe you could touch on some of the minor chakras and how they play into the system.
Sir, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ohio. My name is Scott.
What's the beeping?
What? Scott's beeping?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, what do you think a chakra is? Just out of curiosity.
Okay.
So what do you think it is? What does it mean to you? What's your interpretation of what a chakra is?
Yeah, if I'm not responding, I'm having a time hearing you.
Well, can you hear me all right, Don?
Hold on. Let's find out. You can't hear him? Okay, talk, Dr. Bell.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, now what is your understanding of what a chakra is?
Okay, I consider them transformers to be able to transform energy from the higher realms down into our existence, into this third dimension. So, and each chakra is a different transformer, just like a different voltage system.
In other words, a different resonant frequency.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good understanding. What a lot of people don't understand is the chakra system should be opposite every other one. But in people that are bipolar, all right, suffer from acute depression, are doing a lot of drugs like speed, especially crystal meth and cocaine, will oftentimes get their chakras running in the same direction, to the point where they'll actually blow up. They'll spin right out of control. It's like revving an automobile engine up when the flywheel breaks. Okay? And then what happens is you have to assess the damage. Is this terrible, or is this person blowing their chakra out for the rest of their lives? And in the case of speed, for example, for the chakra that gets blown out the furthest is the pineal gland. So then they never have a reference of God anymore or an insulation with the serotonin. So these people usually end up hearing voices the rest of their lives once they've done this, not knowing where they're coming from and seeing things that possibly might be on the other side, oftentimes demonic. Secondly, the color system of the chakras, people don't understand very well. Reason for that being is that consciousness changes during the day. There are seven levels of chakras. There are seven major levels of consciousness.
Yes.
The chakra, each chakra is responsible for turning on or turning off the transforming the endocrine gland that it's associated with. Okay. And chakras are, in physicality, the capillary system located around each endocrine gland, causing it to either contract or relax, thereby releasing hormones into the bloodstream in a capillary or osmosis type manner. okay?
Okay.
Now, the first thing if in the proper system would be, if you look at a chakra system, you would look at an electron going around a proton as something less than the speed of light. And what happens is the polarity of that particular electron switches from red to violet, depending on what time of the day, the 24-hour period it is. For example, when you get up in the morning, you have a different set of thoughts than you do when you go to bed at night or at midnight when you're meditation or doing meditation or reflection on what happened during the day.
Okay, and as those shift polarities, as they go from the top crown to the root chakra,
every electron in the body is directed by this energy. Every single atom in the body is directed.
Yes.
The focal point is at the endocrine system. For example, when you get up in the morning, the red is the most predominant color is red.
Right.
So your body is polarized on red, which causes a hormone to secrete out of the pituitary gland, which is called vasopressin, and norepinephrine, and it gives you epinephrine, which is simultaneously also coming from the solar plexus, and it causes you to have a will to get up, to get moving, to start energizing. So at that point, the head chakra is polarized red because it's the focal point of the red energy on every single atom in the body, if you're focused properly. Now,
okay, that's the part that I was missing.
All-nighter with a bunch of tequila and cocaine. Well, now you're still caught in the past. You're caught up on the astral. You're probably caught up on the physical because you've been rushing your body with a bunch of hormones. So you wake up in the morning with a split consciousness and a bunch of the wrong colors in the wrong places. So therefore, you're disoriented. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
It all depends now on how you wake up. That's the first step.
Is the red energy on all the chakras, all seven chakras?
All the atoms coming from nature. The sun in the morning releases energy from what's called the Anu, or the vitality globule, which comes from the sun. It's the life force. It's what Don is not getting right now because it's cloudy all the time, so we have a tendency to get cabin fever and depressed. Okay? But if the sun is up, that's what you're getting. And so you're getting the polarization potential of the Anu, as it's called, and it's also called the vitality globule, depending on where you're coming from. And you could call it a release of energy from the ATP molecule if you're, a normal orthodox physician. That's where it should, that's the normal thing, okay?
Okay.
I realize that some people work two shifts. They go to bed in the morning. That's another story.
Okay? Right.
But then what happens is, as you move through the day around noon, the energy is polarized on green. Green is, when it polarizes on green, which is the thyroid gland, okay, which is where you assimilate from the parathyroid calcium, which causes the heart to work. When you assimilate green, that's the female energy. So the female energy in male and female both is most predominant around noon, 1 o'clock. That's when your body stops its detoxing process, which starts around 4 in the morning, and starts to gather energy in for the day. That's the time you can eat your biggest meal, probably not get fat from it, whereas if you eat the same meal at 5 o'clock, at 6 o'clock at night, you might gain weight and lose energy. Here's where you can gain it. A lot of people in the South working on farms have their big meal around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. A lot of things are happening there. What you're looking at on the electron side of it is that you are gathering photons from the sun. The electron-photon polarization, the polarity of the photons is in the red zone. It's modulating in the green zone. So therefore, the entire cell structure and chakra system of the body is going to be polarized at green at noon. In a normal person, this is a normal situation. Okay. Then as you come across mid-afternoon, it goes down towards the solar plexus. Usually the energy in a lot of people really starts to pick up in late afternoon. And it propels them, depending on how much of the momentum they get around 4, 4:30, will say how long they're going to propel. Because now you've digested this large meal, if you had a large meal. Your energy level is much higher with the ATP level, the chemical level. The chemistry of the body is high. Blood sugar should be up where it's supposed to be.
Right.
Adrenaline should be flowing. And so now you're moving into the yellow zone, which is solar plexus. And then as you move on through into the evening, you move into violet. So that's the normal way that you should be. And that's why, like, for example, with our nuclear receptors, which I know you're familiar with,
yes,
we find people, when we muscle test, we find people that have a weak color. Everybody's got a weak color. For example, intellect. If you're getting a lot of stress, your intellect will start getting blocked. Well, that's going to affect your thyroid gland first, and that is the female energy. If you need to get more exercise, your exercise isn't working properly, you're going to start getting a stomach on you, and the stomach's going to be because the solar plexus isn't working, and then you need yellow. You've got digestive problems, so we put a yellow stone on people. And if you're dreaming and your sexual energy and your or relationships are falling apart or need some adjusting, we use an amethyst. So that's how we start to correct the chakra system. Now, that's just the beginning. Now, the next thing that happens is we have to look at how the chakra system develops over 7 years. If it is not balanced to somewhat, I'd say 80% balanced, what happens is you start aging. Even from birth, you start premature aging. And so this causes a further malfunction of a chakra system, which causes a breakdown of one of the endocrine glands, and you're going to find yourself, when you get into 40 and 50, having glandular problems of some sort, whether it be diabetic, because
right,
of the adrenals and the spleen and the liver, or it could be sexual, because you're not able, your sexual organs are not balanced anymore, which can cause urine problems, urine release, all these kinds of things. Or you can have a bad attitude, or you can have a broken heart. The heart, by the way, we think that's blue. And it's the polarization of the heart. It's one of those chakras that can work with any of them. The heart chakra kind of is like a floating chakra. It's kind of in the center of the whole energy field. It normally runs in a light blue, but it
yes,
can move around. If for example, you have a lot of pain, when you're somebody close to you loses form, they leave their body permanently, this can cause a short circuit in the heart system. And you start getting a fluttering action, which causes a multitude of colors to come through, and you don't really function too well. Hopefully that's a process that can be healed. But when you start to realize the chakra system is very delicate, you only can go by the pattern or the outline that I gave you as a very basic form. It constantly is modulating and homogenizing, so there are millions of mixtures of colors all the time in the seven major chakras. This causes a field effect. The summation field effect is the rate at which the synapses are firing at the brain. And the brain, of course, is a fluid of electrolytes that releases electromagnetic current down through the central nervous system, which then causes, it sets up the auric field. It's like a magnetic auric field that's set up.
Right.
It either works in harmony with the chakra system, or it starts to short circuit again the chakra system. For example, if you've got two running in the same direction, okay. And the body likes to see clockwise motion in everything. The momentum of the chakra system is always when the major organs are running in a clockwise motion. But you have to have a counterclockwise. If you look at the capillary lines laying across an endocrine gland, in other words, the ganglia. If you're looking at the ganglia of one of the endocrine glands during an operation where there's a rotation of the chakra would appear to be an etheric effect. Okay,
this yes,
etheric effect would be very fast, and it would be the intelligence that would be feeding the electrons that are inside of all of the atoms in that particular sector of your body. Okay?
So right.
That's the next step, to look at this, to understand how it works. Now, if we're playing around with the electrons in the body, it's very important to have the blood flow clean. The blood doesn't
right,
want to have a lot of meat particles in it, a lot of heavy fats and trans fats floating around in it, because this will cause a blockage of energy. And this will start to slow down the chakras. And this, of course, again, will cause the speeding up of the aging process. That's why it's very necessary to eat very light foods and try to avoid animal foods with steroids, hormones, chemicals,
right,
and everything else in them as much as possible.
Yes.
Because all of this short circuits the chakra system. Now, the next thing is we've got three more chakras. Okay, we got the alpha major center, which the lowest part of that is the pineal gland.
Okay.
We got the ursa major, and then we got the crown chakra. Crown
yes.
chakra is considered to have 960 petals. Okay.
Yes.
If you wrote and study mysticism. What that means, it has 960 entry points and exit points versus the base of the spine, the Mohajra, which has 4 points in and out.
Right.
So it's moving a lot of energy. It's spinning a lot of energy up there.
Right.
That's the one that hooks you up into the photon belt, as Don was talking about earlier in his show, which then connects you up with the energies of where we are in space and time and rotation and revelation around the Pleiades. So if all those systems are working correctly, then you're in sync. You're being here now, and you're spiritually sober, okay? And that's, if you're spiritually sober, you're always going to be in the right place in the right time in the right moment for total protection of you and anyone that surrounds you.
Right.
Does that make any sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. I've been reading your books. I do have a receptor which has the diamond on it, but it's the zirconian diamond.
Yeah.
And I've had it about 2 weeks. And I was just wondering about programming. Do I need to make an intentional program with this receptor?
Well, you know, the receptor is not a programming device. The projector was more of a programming device. What the receptor is going to do, if you got a white one, which it sounds like you do,
yes,
that's going to work with your crown chakra.
Okay.
Okay. If there's anything out of balance below that, then it's not going to do a whole heck of a lot, because the diamond receptor is normally a very speedy one. It causes the adrenals to work about twice as hard as they normally do. And so therefore, you need to make sure your body is processing everything. If you're getting any uncomfort during the day, you know, like depression or anything like that, you need to slow your body's metabolism down because you're running it too fast. The diamond one is not one that people normally start with. They usually wear several of them over a period of 7 years to get the chakra hormonal system balanced, and then in the very end they start wearing a diamond. Even I don't wear a white diamond, I wear a yellow one. I've never really been able to run my crown chakra full-blown and process all the stress it creates for me when I'm running that fast. It's like you're in spiritual high gear, and that's too much for my energy on this world. So I keep myself throttled back. So I keep a little balance between the solar plexus and the crown chakra, and that's called the hypothalamus.
Yes.
The balance point, you know. That's what I've done for myself. But it took me, I don't know, I wore receptors for 10 years before I ever put a diamond on of any
right.
sort.
We had did
that. Well, to a white diamond, it never worked for me. It's too fast. You know, it's like drinking too much coffee. You know, it's too much.
Right.
Too much.
Well, we do kinesiology. We've been doing it about 21 years, and we tested for about 2 months, and it just kept testing for that same one. That was the one that it tested strong for,
yeah.
You know, before I purchased it. You know, and we, you know, do the diet and, you know, taking the trace minerals and everything, you know, with your program.
Are you a vegetarian?
Pardon?
Are you a vegetarian?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Now, when you get into the system, okay, what happens is, let's say you've been wearing a receptor for quite a while. This is what I've been covering on my Tuesday night show.
Okay.
When I do the Tuesday night show, I do it in a studio condition, and it's all set up, and I don't have any interference. I lock the world out, and I do it with straight clarity. I'm almost channeling it. Whereas on the Saturday night show, I do guests and like to trip around and have fun with the audience like you and Don and his brother Doug and everybody. And that's all fun. That's the human side. But the teacher side is going to be out on Tuesday night. And what I've been doing is I've been talking about the System 3 a lot. Because what happens is once you find the right rhythm for your chakra system in your body, then you get in one of those big systems and you tune each radiator north, south, or there's 7 of them. Each one is a different time zone. We now look at the chakra system as the time zone, and we call them time one, time two. So that means when you get up in the morning, that's time zone one. And then
right.
If we point it to the north, it's got red colors in it, like rubies. And
yes.
So it activates with the rising of the sun.
Right.
And then the violet one, which is number 7, is the setting sun. It always has amethyst in it. What that does is that sets up a huge field and it starts all the minor chakras. There's over, I don't know how many, there's probably another 1,000 minor small points in your body that have chakra action, at least 1,000 points. And these are called minor chakras. There's 40 major minor points. And they all go around the different meridians of the body.
Okay.
And the meridians of the body correspond to ley lines on the earth. These are natural places where magnetism breathes from the north to south pole polarization, because the earth can't just be polarized north and south. It has a neutral zone in the center, which is called a D field or a diatomic field neutral zone, which creates gravity. And so the earth creates gravity in the solar plexus. That's why in the north and south pole of the earth, the gravity is much weaker. The human body does it in the solar plexus.
Right.
So when you start working with a systems three, you start building fields in the unit such a way that it corresponds field-wise with lines of force, like ley lines in the system that correspond to ley lines on the earth and ley lines in your body. And this brings you into what we call a superphysical condition. And it takes you outside of the normal space-time continuum, where all the mass minds are linked together. In other words, energy follows thought, and all humans are connected together by this, you know, subconscious clock that, you know, hooks us all. It's like when you're in a recording studio, you've got a master clock making all the tracks work together, and if you got a video, you sync that up with a master clock.
Right.
That's how the human brain works and the human consciousness works with all the people on Earth. But when you get into one of the systems, it breaks that bond. When it breaks that bond, the first thing people are able to do is go traveling in time. It becomes a time travel transposer. And depending on whether you polarize it forward or backwards, in other words, if you take the red and put it over where the violet should be in chamber number 7, and you put the red over and the violet over where the red was in T1, it reverses time when you're in it. So now your chakra system starts spinning 180 degrees out of phase from the way it normally does. And if you were to get vertical above this,
yes,
and look at the scalar wave patterns and sit down there with a coloring pencil,
yes,
you would draw on a mandala. The violet would be 4 different waveforms going to the center, and the red would be about 96 to be exact. But then if you substitute the red, you take the red out and you put the diamond in. A lot of people substitute the red for the diamond in time zone 1 and reverse it. Now you've got 960 little spokes going in, starting at 4, and somewhere in between you got 16 and 32 and all the numbers, which also correlates to the number of electrons in what's called a shell of an atom. And then if you look at these old Tibetan carpets, you've probably seen these old Indian carpets, you'll see the design forming on those by the ancients where these carpets came from. And they're the exact same formation and color as what's going on inside of our system 3. So that's taking the chakra system out there a little bit more. Now, if you take a big tube and you make a tube of fluid, make a circle of two fluids, one magnetic and one non-magnetic, place them on top of one another, put magnetic resonators all the way around them at 360 degrees, let's say you got a 20-foot circle of these two tubes, go to the center of that and put in 12 spokes equally divided in and start pumping laser energy down into this liquid to build what we call a hyperdrive or a spacecraft engine. So it's now becoming a plasma. So what happens is now you've taken the system 3 to the next level, and I show that in my book, and now you've built a spaceship engine that allows you to go through and go become interdimensional and actually carry physical people in it. And I laid that out. That's taken the chakra system to such a point that the spaceship itself that you've now constructed is itself a chakra, and you are controlling it from the inside. And of course, when you change the outer parameters, it goes through different chakra energies in the universe, which it all has, because the Earth has the chakra system in it, the solar system has one, and they all have them. And gravity, the key to gravity in this case of all these chakra systems, the key to gravity is to understand the key, the magic of the key of how to make these things apply. Because you're creating fields in all cases, and there's always a neutral point, and that's what we call the D field or the zero effect, and that's where you work from. and it causes what we call changes in leptons in the electrical structure of the human body and in the physical structure of the spaceship. So you can go pretty far out with this. You can go interdimensional. It's not a difficult thing to understand if you start with the very basic root of what we were talking about at the very beginning of the show.
Okay. Well, what about the light body? When you spin the Merkaba beyond the speed of light, does that play into the system also?
First of all, here's the big deal. There is no speed of light. Light has no speed.
Okay.
Light only appears to have a speed inside of a medium. Okay.
Right.
And the medium is called an ether. And this is E-T-H-E-R. Okay, like in
right.
Newtonian and Einstein physics. Okay.
Yes.
So what happens is, as I said earlier, when you break out of this mental, remember, we talked about all the people connected together by their mind and their energy follows thought principle. You follow me? As soon as you break that out, you break away from that system, there's no more speed of light. You have broken the continuum, and you become free of the space and time mode that we're all locked in here. And that gives you the freedom to go sideways, which are called side continuum. If you move sideways into a side continuum and stop in that space, you have now gone into another dimension. You follow me? And think about dimension diamonds, you know, diamond auric space. And so in that dimension where you might go, you might be the only one there, or there might be others there that have also journeyed there, depending on what's going on. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's good.
Okay, normally, I know this is jumping back, but normally most people teach that all chakras spin the same way.
I think
one particular group, and as well as you, every other one spins opposite direction.
Right.
And it's like a gear, like a clock gears.
A clock gear, a transmission in a car, a motorcycle, same thing.
Right. So the reason that they would spin opposite directions is, why would they do that?
Why do people? I'll tell you why people think that way and profess that way. It's because people think in static ways in this world. They think they don't. They cannot free themselves to realize that we're all in motion. Everything is in motion.
Yes.
So we think in, this is called fluid dynamics. We think in dynamics.
Yes.
Everything has to move. Everything has to move harmoniously. If you've got two chakras spinning in the same direction, what you're saying is, on the magnetic level only, that you've got two magnets where the North Pole and the South Pole are not opposite 90 degrees of one another, but they're opposing each other. And as soon as you, for example, would spin two chakras, let's say the heart chakra and the solar plexus together,
right,
you're have a heart attack because it's going to stop the heart. The heart is no longer functioning. And a lot of people get heart attacks just by doing that because they get brokenhearted. And they already have bad metabolism anyway. They're emotionally weak. Somebody, you know, something pushes them over the end, they have a heart attack. So depending on which chakras run together will cause certain, you know, abnormalities in the human psyche. Because remember, a level of consciousness is nothing more than a feeling, okay? I don't care what anybody tells me. I know that for a fact. Sexual energy, yeah, there's creativity, but it's also sexual energy. It's a feeling. I don't feel creativity. I feel sex. I can get real creative after it. Willpower, it's up in there in pineal gland.
That's right.
What's getting me out of bed in the morning? Willpower. I feel it. Let's go do it, you know. Exercising, what gives me, some days I get up, I couldn't run around a block, pull me with a truck. Other days I jump out of bed and I can run 4 or 5 miles and never even break a sweat. Okay, solar plexus energy, that's a feeling. You gotta get out and push. All of these, the heart chakra, you love somebody, you hate somebody, you feel, you know. That kind of energy, that's love, hate, all of that, that's the heart chakra. It's a feeling. It's a level of consciousness. If you have blocked chakras that are spinning in the same direction, those feelings run together. And you don't know love from hate. You don't know up from down. You don't know compassion from consideration, which is the solar plexus. People don't know that, and they get lost in their feelings. So what do? They go down to the local drugstore, the doctor, and they start, you know, prescribing serotonin reuptake inhibitors or MOA, monoamino oxidase inhibitors. And then
right.
You realize that there's all these spy satellites that Dr. Deagle and I are talking, we call them Death Stars now, that are up there. They are deliberately using the energy to make the chakras run in the same direction. And that's exactly what they do, and they're very good at that. They've got these miniature System 3s like I make running in a bad way and destroying people. And, of course, this is all financed by the drug companies. You know, IG Farben was the one that financed World War II on both sides.
Sure.
And which is Merck Industries, which Merck now owns the Roquel Labs. And Roquel Labs, Roche, is makes all these, these Tamiflus and all this stuff that kills people in the name of vaccines that don't need to be made. So you can begin to see what we do at Paradigm. And I saw this in NASA coming, believe it or not. And I used to get in a lot of trouble over there. I mean, yeah, I was really well known and did a lot of neat stuff.
Right.
The other side of the coin, I don't talk about the times I used to get pulled in by my supervisor for telling people the truth about things that were really going on.
Right.
I remember one time they tried to fire me because I told them that we were going to have a visitation from a big flying, spaceship in Seal Beach. The first night we pulled out the first bird that went to the moon, the first Saturn, we had a flying saucer hover over that thing, and 400 people in Seal Beach, California saw it before we put it on the boat, and that became classified. And I had predicted that, and they were trying to label me as a wacko, all the engineers I was working with in the spacecraft checkout division. After that night, I was Mr. Hero.
Yes.
Yeah. I almost got fired, though, because the supervisor, stop talking about UFOs. Stop talking about flying saucers. This is at NASA. I'm saying,
right.
They're coming. And they came. And then they shut them up. That's how it goes. Yeah. Pretty cool. Anything else?
Well, okay, so we've got the seven major chakras, and we've got minor chakras. And if we work on the spin and the clearing of the major chakras, they are going to automatically clear all the minor chakras?
Exactly, yeah. It doesn't work the other way around because the minor ones are shot anyway. You know, it's like a filter, a very delicate filter, like in your brain, or anywhere.
Yes.
You get clogged up. You got to change filter. Okay.
Yes. Right.
So what we're doing by using a nuclear receptor is we're changing the filter. Okay. It's just like when you wear a pyramid on your head, it causes a hydrogen ionization. Actually, Dr. Deagle's actually doing the mathematics and the chemistry on it because I wasn't smart enough to figure out what I was doing. But we knew that when you wore a pyramid on your head, if you've been smoking after 6 or 8 weeks. Of wearing a pyramid, even if you haven't smoked in 10 years, you're going to pass a bunch of tar, and your urine's going to smell like an ashtray. So that told us we were detoxing brains. We knew that. And he's going into the math of the hydrogen ion to show me how, and we're going to work on a book like that. So we know this stuff does all this, because we can prove it. It's not something that's not demonstrable, and we're in the process of setting up tests right now in several different places just to demonstrate this to the world. And I don't really care to prove it to the world, but I do want to get some government certification on this so I can make some outrageous claims, which that's what we're really working towards. People don't need to have anything proven to them because you either know what's going on or you don't. And if you don't, you need to go on a massive detox program so you get in touch with your feelings. Well, notice I say feelings, not thoughts.
Yes.
The feelings, so that you can start feeling changes in your environment and things
like
that. Yes. Body. You can't feel anything. You've got blockages. And you just need to do something about it. Because life is about feeling. It's not about existence. And too many people are moles in the halls of existence.
Right.
Yeah. So what do you think about that, Don? Does that make any sense to you? It's a bit Don in the background somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Must be on this.
No, I'm here. No.
The other line.
Yeah, I just turned down my volume.
What? Your hearing aid feedback on you again?
No.
His hearing aid starts feedbacking on him. He gets a buzzing in his head, right? A whistle in your head. I love it.
On your receptor, you have 144 pyramids. Why did you choose the number 144?
Well, because it's the Fibonacci series. It's the natural order of growth,
Right.
Anytime look at a pine cone, the first part of rose petal is two petals, and then three, which is five, and three is eight, and then 11, and on, and that's the natural order of growth, because the pyramids that are on the nuclear receptor are upside down and right side up, and anytime you interrupt space and time with a natural geographic form of life, which the pyramid is, the octahedron is the shape of your red blood cell, and the reason the red blood cell, which is carved out in iron, is that shape because it's the energy that supports life force on this level, on this plane. So we had to go with not only the support mechanism shape, but we also had to go with the geometric patterns. It in itself is a chakra generator. It generates a chakra field that unites in all chakras of the body, including the small ones. Like I said earlier, everybody's weak in some color, so we use a gemstones to filter out the other six colors that we don't want.
Right.
And we only direct that color in your body until you wear a diamond, and then you don't. That means you're balanced. Now you just want to raise the energy of everything in unison. So, basically, how that works.
Okay, for vision, to improve vision and graying of hair, that is from, is it actually
vision
the DNA?
First place you go for vision is the liver. That's exactly where you go first.
Okay.
And, I you know, if I were doing liver work, I'd be using a ruby or a yellow-colored stone, a golden sapphire, and I'd be using a lot of carrot juice. I'd be drinking that stuff like there's tomorrow. I just recently went, and I've been using that on myself, and in the last year, for most of my life, I was 2,400. At one point, I was 425 approximately, okay, vision?
Yes.
I just went down, I noticed that my contact lenses didn't work anymore. I went into the eye doctor, and one eye, she cut me down, I was 2,100, meaning at 100 feet, at 20 feet, it looked like it was 100 feet away.
Right.
400. And the other eye was about 200 to 1, to 2,200. So my eye on one got 100% repair job on the left eye, and the right eye is about 125% vision. I can now see better than I ever could in my entire life.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and it works. The stuff works, and it took me a long time to learn this one. And I can even on some days now not wear my contacts and I'll see 20/20.
That's awesome.
For like half a day. And I got the paperwork right here, my prescription. I had to throw out. Yesterday I gave Mikkel a box of contact lenses that I'm going to give away. But my old, I used to always keep like 50 pairs around because I never know when I'm going to have time to buy them. I'm giving them all away because they don't work anymore. They're too strong for me.
I've seen people do chelation therapy.
I'm a living proof of it, you know. I practice what I preach.
Yeah, through the chelation therapy, I've seen them eyesight improve.
Oh, yeah. Chelation and therapy, they'll get because you get more oxygen to the liver and more oxygen to the brain. You follow me? Now,
yes.
If I start exercising more, which I plan to do again, because I'm always so damn busy, I need
yes.
more exercise. There's no doubt about it. I'm not working out enough. I'll
probably
right. pick up another 25 or 30% in vision over the summer. And that then is to hold it.
See, okay, how about graying of hair?
Yeah, huh?
How about when your hair starts turning gray? What's that from?
Hair, when it turns gray, is your body needs to alkalize more. You know, there are some... There's a lot of amino acids. I work with a chemist, and he asked me a question that I don't know the exact chemistry, but if you look into it, cysteine is one of the amino acids you have to increase. Not cysteine, but cysteine is one of the amino acids. You need to jack up certain amino acids, and I'm not a specialist on the hair color, to switch it back to the darker colors. It's done with a lot of times with amino acids and the proper enzyme. I'm not an authority on it. As a matter of fact, I could use some of that too, but I haven't had the time to really look into it. You know, there's just too many areas. But that's what it is. It's getting your body more alkaline. You almost got to push your alkalinity up to like 8.
8, okay. And when you do the alkalinity, if you do the saliva and the urine, but there's still another area that's surrounding the cells that you can't check, is that true?
You with spectral analysis, that's something I'm working on with Dr. Deagle now, my X1 healing machine. We think we have a technology where we can look at everything. I'm looking at some spectrum analyzers right now because he wants to develop some sophisticated resonant frequency devices that transmit through this X1 healing machine, which is talked about in my book, directly onto the DNA of the cell. And by going onto the DNA of the cell, you can make these corrections, and then you can get every cell in the body, all levels of the cell. You know. Main thing is that you're supposed to put out 90 million cells per second. That's the way your body should be operating. So when you practice the proper nutritional values balanced with the proper energy dynamics, like the paradigm stuff that we make,
right,
and exercise and water and sleep and meditation, all very important, all equally important.
Yes.
You'll reach everything. You'll reach the entire DNA structure, and you'll slow down the DNA spiraling. incredibly. I've been able to be very successful with that. It's a bit of a discipline because I have a tendency, being a triple Leo, to have to develop bad habits real fast. But I'm very sensitive now, and I don't like it. I've got more good habits going over the passage of a day than bad ones. And
okay.
My body lets me know if I start going the wrong way, and I don't feel so good. Then I don't like that. So pain motivates me. Pain and poverty are highly motivators in my life, both of us.
Are you familiar with the QXCI machine?
No.
Okay, then we'll go on to something else. The de-spiraling of the DNA is, where did that start? Why is that taking place? Is that a program? Is that somewhere?
It's a program in the Earth's auric frequencies. And it was really sped up in Atlantis during the Stellar Wave Warfare of 12,495 BC when the Greys and the Atlantean priests got together and tried to devastate the whole world in the process of creating a side effect of the Bermuda Triangle. Bermuda Triangle is a vortex, as far as I'm concerned, into a complete despiralization, and it's a jet hole, you know, and it has such a ripple current out against the Earth that it shortened the lifespan of an Atlantean, which was 450 to 650 years, something around 50 years for a long time, reflected on the Europeans. Now we're getting our technology back, but we still have a huge radiation problem to deal with on this planet. It's very radioactive now, over 11%. And we're also losing oxygen pretty fast. So it's a balance now to what you end up now is getting healthier. I'm living longer, but you develop a lot bad health symptoms. Exactly.
I hate to break in here.
I hate when you break in. We're running out of time.
We're running out of time. We got a closer.
Well, I appreciate it. I've really been on your products and doing your regime. I've been studying in this health industry for over 20 years, and you're the truth of all the avenues and the roads I've been down for healing and health. You have the best products and the best knowledge. Everybody else has one paragraph of your information, and then they just keep rewriting that paragraph, but you actually have the book, and I'm so thankful for that.
Well, you know, believe it or not, a lot of people don't understand that I am a contactee. And Sannyasi, I spent a lot of years with, 20 years with that woman, and I had the basic background of how to make things stupid. And she turned me around, and it was the Pleiadian science. And I'll tell you, there's 20 years of my life that I can't account for other than I was in a classroom with her a lot. And she and I had all the questions, and going in, believe me, I started vitamin E when I was at NASA because my legs hurt. That's all I knew about nutrition. It made your blood flow better and it took away pain. And that was when I was 20. So
yes.
I started at 20 years old not knowing a damn thing. So I went down to school a hard knock. I appreciate your input.
Well, we thank you for traveling down that road because it's going to make us a better people, a better country, and make our lives much, much more enjoyable. And I'm very thankful for that.
Well, I'm glad you called us in, Scott, so I guess we'll send you the T-shirt.
All right. I'll take the T-shirt and
email us your address.
I'll meet you sometime and spend some time with you.
Yeah, don't forget to come to our seminar. We're going to have one hell of a seminar with Dr. Deagle.
I talked to Michelle about that, but my son graduates, and that's kind of put a stop to that. So maybe, I could spend some time somewhere in the future. We could and I asked Michelle once to ask you that, if I set up some crystals here, can I just connect into your crystals and into your system, just a conscious, just
well, I'd love it if you
type effort.
Yeah, you want to use what's called an Omnion to do that with. I think we're out of time. Now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But call
in. Learn the thought.
Call in next week.
I appreciate it.
Thank
you. And I'll talk to you again later.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for being part of the Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show.
And to that caller, please email us your address at contact@bloginservice.com, and we'll send you out a BBS polo.
Yeah, I can't wait to get one of those myself. But I got to call my own show to get one, right? All right, Don. Take us away. Take us to the next show.
We're taking everybody on a cruise now. We're going to be taking you into the world of James Gilliland. He's an incredible individual. If you ever go to his website at ECETI.org, you'll be amazed. He's quite an incredible individual. And everything about him, his life, where he lives, is extraordinary beyond belief, actually. It's just incredible. And I just think the world of him. So he's coming on next. Dr. Bell?
Yeah.
Well, it's just wonderful having you with us still. And we're working away to improve things. And thank you for having me on your show a little bit.
Yeah, I need my sidekick. I'm going to come up and kick you in a weekend or two.
You know? All right. Well, we look forward to having you here.
Yeah. I'll give you something worse than a sidekick. How's that?
Okay. Well, good night, and I will talk to you here shortly.
Okay.
And I'll get the other person on.
All right. Well, here comes my my chauffeur's coming. He's coming with the car again. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Oh, he's an aggressive driver.
Read the most book of our generation, Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light by Dr. Fred Bell. Bring energy and healing technologies into your life that have been kept secret for centuries. Exposed or highly classified research projects in use today at NASA and Area 51. The book is available on Dr. Bell's website, www.pyradyne.com. You'll also see more information about Dr. Bell's nuclear receptors, which allow our bodies to process all forms of electromagnetic and chemical toxins, assuring longer, healthier life. Call 1-800-729-2603 today.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.